greetings to all of you. Moments of melody coming your way to cheer you on your way.
Dr. George W. Truett was entertained on one occasion in the home of a wealthy oil man. After dinner, his host showed him all his earthly possessions, saying, "It's all mine. I own everything as far as you can see." With sweeping gestures, the proud millionaire pointed to the east, the west, the north, and the south. Dr. Truett laid a loving hand on the man's shoulder and, pointing upward, said quietly, "My friend, how much do you own in that direction?" A spiritual pauper, the man dropped his head in shame and said, "I never thought of that." It's well for all of us to stop and think about this matter. Some people have their treasures on earth, some store theirs in heaven. Moth, rust, and thieves can touch those on earth and take them away. Or, as someone has put it, bugs, bacteria, and bandits can destroy the treasures of earth. But bugs, bacteria, and bandits cannot touch heavenly treasures.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in kindred sway.
Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 10, and we're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. Then Jesus went out to continue his journey, and a man ran up and knelt down before him, asking him, "Master, who art so good, what must I do to achieve eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why dost thou call me good? None is good except God only. Thou knowest the commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not wrong any man, honor thy father and mother." "Master," he answered, "I've kept all these ever since I grew up." Then Jesus fastened his eyes on him, conceived a love for him. "In one thing," he said, "thou art still wanting. Go home and sell all that belongs to thee. Give it to the poor, and so the treasure thou hast shall be in heaven. Then come back and follow me." At this, his face fell, and he went away sorrowing, for he had great possessions. May I ask you a personal question? Where are your treasures? On earth or in heaven? Your answer tells a great deal about you. If they're on earth, someday you'll leave them all behind. Maybe sooner than you think. Trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Then give it all to Him. And then you'll have treasure in heaven for all eternity.